cannot express enough how valuable this time has been for me and continues to be for me in my career. No one knows everything. People are always willing to share ideas and thoughts. Who else do you have at the dealership to ask if you do not know?
You're listening to Driving Performance, your go-to podcast for unmatched expertise in the world of buying and selling an automotive dealership. Each episode features discussions with industry leaders and is brought to you by Performance Brokerage Services, North America's premier family-owned automotive dealership brokerage firm with over 30 years of experience. We're here to ensure you gain the most reliable insights to confidently navigate a transaction and accomplish your unique goals. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, we prioritize building lasting relationships and maximizing the value beyond the transaction level. Here's your host, Jamie Farley, for another segment of Shifting Gears.
Welcome to Driving Performance. In today's episode, we're getting a look at an organization that's incredibly influential in our industry, even if it seems to operate behind the scenes. AICPA, which stands for the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants. If you're a dealer, chances are your CPA knows them. But what many dealers don't realize is how much their work shapes everything from your financial accounting to the way your business operates day to day. I'm happy to be co-hosting another episode with Jesse Stepnitsky, co-owner of Performance Brokerage Services. Jesse, great to have you for this episode.
Thank you, Jamie. It's great to be back as a co-host with you. And we are honored to have the perfect guest for this episode. Joining us today is Jimmy Robinson, chairman of AICPA for the automotive industry, and also a partner at Performance Brokerage Services in our Southeast region. Jimmy brings a unique perspective, not only from his leadership role with AICPA, but also as the former CFO of Pahanka Automotive Group for the last 6 years. We're excited to have Jimmy with us to talk about the AICPA's work, its impact on the automotive sector, and the upcoming AICPA conference in October. So Jimmy, welcome to Drive and Performance.
Thank you for the kind words and introduction, Jesse and Jamie. It's an honor to be here and an honor to be representing the AICPA dealership conference this year.
Jimmy, so happy that you have joined us. To start things off, can you give us an overview of AICPA, its history, its purpose, how it's structured, so our audience listening can really get a good grasp of its work?
Absolutely. The AICPA was formed in 1887, and it's the largest member association that represents the accounting profession with more than 412,000 members in 144 countries. The goal of the AICPA is to set ethical standards for the profession and auditing standards for both private companies, nonprofit organizations, and state, federal, and local governments. In 1994, the first AICPA dealership conference was established. This conference is designed for CPAs and financial professionals working within various types of dealerships, including auto, truck, RV dealerships. The goal of this conference is for attendees to gain insights from top experts on the latest updates, best practices, and technical tools necessary for thriving in the dealership industry. As Jamie said, I am the chairman. This is my third year as chairman. I couldn't do it without the help of the leadership team at the AICPA. That would be Miles Hicklin, who is our conference producer, and Emma Drake, who is our associate conference producer. They are wonderful and keep us all in line. Our dealership committee is made up of myself. This is my final year, as I said, as committee chair. Trey Knapp from the Sewell Automotive Group, he is CFO there. He will be taking on the chairmanship at the conclusion of this conference. Chris Huff, who's the CFO of Indigo Automotive Group. Nick Goodman, who's a partner with Baker Tilly. Tara Thomas, who's a partner with Forbes. Jessica Bullard, who's a partner with Crow. And Danielle Marr, who's a senior manager with Moss Adams. I'd like to recognize them as well because they put in countless hours towards the success of this conference.
Jimmy, appreciate the background and the history on AICPA, and also respect the shout out to your colleagues and peers that make it such an exceptional association. Would like to jump into kick us off talking a little bit about you. How did you first get involved with AICPA, and what led to your current role as the chairman?
I got into the car business in 1998, much like many other CPAs do, kind of by mistake. Or maybe it was just fate. I started my career with Deloitte & Touche and specialized in healthcare, not the automotive industry. In 1998, the healthcare company I was working for went under, did not make it. So I was looking for a job, and I ran into an old Deloitte & Touche partner who is now a CFO in the automotive industry. He said, "How would you like to come work in the automotive industry?" And I said, "I need a job. I don't know anything about it." And he says, "It'll be fine." So I joined, and I've never looked back. I've been in the industry since 1998, both in public and private practice. As most of you are aware, CPAs need continuing education each year. So once I joined Greenway Automotive back in 2005, I started attending the conference because I needed CPE. And much like so many people, I was punching my card, enjoying an all-expense-paid trip to Vegas. But as the years went by, I started realizing there's a lot to this conference, a lot of work, a lot of peers, a lot of expertise. Later on in my career, one of my mentors in life, Ed Reinhart from Crone, encouraged me to get involved. He was the committee chairman. So I did, and I joined the committee in 2019. And in 2022, I was nominated. And in 2023, I became chairman for a three-year term, which I said ends this year. And I am the first industry CFO to hold this position. The reasons for getting involved were simple. I wanted to develop a better industry knowledge. When you're in industry, lots of times when you're the controller or the CFO, you don't have anybody to bounce anything off of. So if you don't know, nobody knows. So I was trying to increase my knowledge base. Also wanted to develop a group of peers in the industry. That has become so valuable to me over the years. I know if I've got a complicated situation, I can call a select group of people that I've developed a relationship with there at the conference and be able to talk to them in confidence and ask for advice. I also wanted to, at this time in my career, I've been in it since 1998. I've had a pretty good career, very successful career. I wanted to give back to an industry that's been very good to me. I want to help cultivate and mentor young people in this industry. That's how I became involved.
Well said, Jimmy, and beautiful sentiment and motivation for your contributions. And of course, remember the days when Ed Reinhart was involved as well, and it's always been a wonderful organization. Thank you, Jimmy, for sharing.
Sure.
Jimmy, you really had a tremendous amount of experience in your background and then also in your role as the chairman. So I imagine you've been able to see firsthand how AICPA truly connects with the industry. And I believe AICPA is a household name for accountants, but maybe not always for dealers. If you had to kind of sell its value to a dealer, how would you make the case?
It's a good question. I think I'd first start saying it's a lot like NADA, which they're familiar with. We just don't have the extravagant parties that go with it. But it's an agenda filled with industry-specific topics. You know, we try, just like NADA, we try to hit current things that impact our futures and our day-to-day abilities to thrive. We also have expert subject matter speakers who donate their time to impart their knowledge to us. We have sponsorships from vendors that we do business with who help control the cost of the conference. Without them, we couldn't put on this conference. And we have an exhibitor hall. There's usually about 50 top-class vendors who are representing products and services that have the ability to streamline and enhance our business. Those things are invaluable that you can't get anywhere else. Second, as I spoke to before, the CFO or controller or office manager is often referred to as the dealer's trusted business advisor. How can we advise if we do not have the knowledge? The conference provides cutting-edge ideas and technology and access to best-in-class vendors that we would normally not have access to. Third, as I spoke to the peer group, I cannot express enough how valuable this time has been for me and continues to be for me in my career. No one knows everything. People are always willing to share ideas and thoughts. Who else do you have at the dealership to ask if you do not know? And then the fourth one, bring your dealers with you. During my time at Pohanka, especially once I became chair, I went to Jeff Pohanka, who is the chairman of Pohanka Automotive Group, and Scott Crabtree, who's the president. I asked them to attend the conference. They were hesitant at first. They said they wanted to support me, but they said, we don't want to sit in a boring accounting meeting. We get that a lot. Once I brought them with me, they have come every year since, and I don't have to beg them to come or ask them to come. They ask, when is it? And we'll be there. The insight that they get by attending and seeing the challenges, the struggles, the opportunities that their accounting department has and what all we're handling for them, I think it's really an eye-opener. So I would encourage you to bring your dealers.
Yeah, that's a really insightful, and I'm glad you shared that with us, especially about the dealers joining their CPA or their CFO or their controller. I imagine that's just a tremendous amount of insight and resources they wouldn't otherwise, you know that they had through this organization. So thanks for sharing that.
They learned that it's not just a party in Vegas every year, you know.
I think it's great at the AICPA. You mentioned the exhibit hall. It really is first-class vendors and exhibitors, terrific spots. And you're bringing in expert subject matters to touch on various areas. So particularly or specifically, in what ways can the AICPA help dealers stay ahead of this ever-changing, ever-evolving industry, whether it's law, accounting standards, and valuations? What project from the AICPA in the coming months or years in helping those dealers stay ahead?
Great question. I feel like some of this stuff I say continuously, but I mean it. The goal of the dealership conference is to bring subject matter experts to the stage to educate us on current issues affecting our business. The committee works year-round to identify topics that are both relevant and of interest to put on the agenda. We then seek out the best speakers we can who donate their time and knowledge on a particular subject. By analyzing the data and trends, we are better equipped to forecast results in the future. This year's conference will focus on a number of topics, and I just want to highlight a few of them. A tax update and an audit update. These are both provided by the four big firms who represent the auto industry in the U.S., and they bring us up to date on all current legislation and changes in the tax and GAAP. Economic update. This year, we're excited to have Michael Skordalis from Truist Bank. He's one of our best economists that we've ever had. He gets high ratings. He does a wonderful job. We've got a CFO panel and an internal audit panel that's comprised of our peers in the industry, both public and private companies, who's going to share their best practices. We have a franchise law update presented by Richard Sox of Bass Sox Mercer. Always a great presentation. We have a session on current trends in the insurance marketplace. If you have not shopped insurance lately, it is cumbersome. It is difficult. It's being presented by Sean Dye at Alston Consulting Group. He does a wonderful job. We have a panel on private equity and retail automotive, something that's fairly new to our industry over the last few years. We've got a great panel made up of Don Reese from Franchise Equity Partners, Mark Norman from Fraser McCombs, and Tim Batchinger from Open Road Capital. We have best 20 group ideas presented by the NADA, Jason Ortiz. And last but not least, we have dealership buy-sell best practices presented by Jesse and by myself from Performance Brokerage Services. So this is just a taste of what this year's conference will bring to us.
Yeah, thank you, Jimmy. And you mentioned new to the industry, this concept of alternative capital presented by the gentleman you mentioned, but it seems to be far more common and more frequent in the current environment.
It is a growing, more relevant by the day.
And Jimmy, I would like to get your thoughts on one of the valuation topics, which is goodwill. From an accounting perspective, how should dealers and CPAs think differently about goodwill in 2025?
In 2025, it is very much different than it has been in the prior years. If you haven't noticed, the COVID years are over, and we've had to learn how to sell cars again, manage inventory, control expenses, and market our products for less profit in most cases. Multiples on earnings in general are down. Brands and geography, they still matter. Stores in Florida, Texas, or even Nashville, Tennessee are trading for record multiples. And what about real estate? Construction costs continue to rise and manufacturer requirements continue to advance. How will the impact and influx of capital from private equity continue to impact and shape goodwill valuations? All these questions are relevant when you're calculating goodwill. As the president of Blank Automotive Group, Scott Crabtree, says on a regular basis, the car business of today can be best described as two four-letter words put together: hard work. Each deal should be evaluated on its own merit. Guidelines on multiples are just that, guidelines. The true factor that should come into play when evaluating goodwill is your return on investment.
Speaking my language on that one, Jimmy, I love diving into the concepts of valuation. Do appreciate that. An excellent question posed by Jamie. Jimmy, I want to ask you one last time, for dealership CPAs who've never been to the AICPA conference, why should it be on their calendar, be on their radar? And please provide resource on where and how they can sign up.
Excellent. Thank you, Jesse. And this is mostly a recap of what I've said before. Develop and enhance peers in the business. That should be your first and foremost. I've made so many great friends in the industry. Without the AICPA conference, I would have probably never met one of my closest friends, Trey Knapp of Sewell Automotive, who I'm honored to say is my vice chairman this year and taking over next year. So don't discount those relationships. You have access to the best-in-class speakers and topics. Nowhere else can you get this. You're able to demo and evaluate the newest technology in our industry in Exhibitor Hall or during one of the tech demos during the conference. Get to know the vendors that support our industry in a more casual environment. There's 50, 60 vendors there this year. It's more than just DMSs and bankers and brokers. It's everybody from inventory valuation to parts inventories. You'll make a lot of great connections.
Yeah.
And for CPAs, you need the CPE anyways. Why not get the best offered in our industry? But I want to say also, this conference is not just for CPAs in public practice or in our industry. There are many CFOs, controllers, and office managers who are not CPAs that should attend. And bring your dealers. We all want you to grow in the profession and further your knowledge, and this is the best way to do it. Speaking of calendars, this year's conference is Monday, October 20th and Tuesday, October 21st at the JW Marriott in Indianapolis, Indiana. Early bird registration is available through September 5th, where you can save $150 off the registration fee. Also, rooms tend to go quickly, so register as soon as you can to secure your room. Registration can be found at www.aicpa-cima.com and follow the link to the conference registration.
Wonderful. Jimmy and I really appreciate you giving us an overview of the agenda earlier. I think that really shows the quality of the content that is planned and the speakers and the exhibits that are going to be there at the October conference in Indianapolis. I wanted to just see if you could give us a little preview of the buy-sell market session that you and Jesse are going to be doing.
Absolutely. The buy-sell market is always one of our top subject matters at the conference. Whether it's somebody looking to sell, somebody looking to buy, or people just intrigued with the process, it's always one of our most highly recommended and evaluated sessions. This year, I have the pleasure of speaking with Jesse of Performance Brokerage Services, who is a gold sponsor at this year's conference. Jesse, would you like to elaborate on the content?
Sure, Jimmy. We are a gold sponsor. Jimmy, we are honored to be a sponsor of the AICPA. We so appreciate the value and the impact that these associations have on our industries, on our communities, on our dealer body and our friends. So we really appreciate the partnership with you all and look forward to it. This session, specializing in the buy-sell market, we're going to focus on the emerging M&A trends and also transaction dynamics, which I'm really happy about. We're going to put an emphasis on the average dealer, not just the top performers, providing actionable tools to navigate the buy-sell landscape with greater confidence and clarity. So whether you're advising your clients or guiding your organization through acquisitions or divestitures, this session helps you achieve the best possible outcome. So we're going to look beyond the standard multiple of earnings methods. As Jimmy had touched on earlier, it's really all about return on investment. So we'll explore alternative valuation approaches. We'll discuss the treatment of the atypical COVID era earnings, which we've all seen, and offer practical strategies to maximizing the value, drawing upon our real-world experiences and highlighting the challenges that do create friction in today's transactions. So we're very excited to be presenting on it, offering a real-world approach to dealership buy sells from the trenches.
Thanks for that overview, Jesse. That sounds like it's going to be a really insightful session, and I'm looking forward to attending the conference as well in October. As we wrap up, just any final words? Or I think my final question is for anyone who's listening who wants to get involved with AICPA beyond the conference, what is the best first step?
Come to the conference. If you've never been before, come for the first time. If you're a longtime attendee, continue coming and bring somebody with you. Now, we're continuing to grow the conference. We're trying to provide the best content possible, but we can't do it without you. Always looking for people to get involved. There's easy ways to get involved, such as signing up to be a speaker on one of our panels, such as our CFO panel. That's easy. You're going to talk about things you do in your day-to-day life and impart some wisdom that somebody else could really utilize. If you've been coming for a few years and ready to take that next step, there will be opportunities at the conference. We will be putting up during the chairman comments each morning a QR code where you can get an application. You fill out the application to become part of the committee. And then we form the committee at the end of each year. So we will be looking for a couple of new people for next year. And some of us old timers like myself are rolling off. So please come to the conference and volunteer your time.
Jimmy, thank you. It's truly an honor and a pleasure to have you here as a longtime attendee of the AICPA. I can say firsthand what an exceptional conference it is. And to get to spend this time with you talking about the AICPA and getting a peek behind the curtains has really been a pleasure. So we appreciate the partnership. We look forward to a continued partnership with the AICPA. And thank you for your time with us today. Jamie.
Yes, Jimmy, thank you so much for being on the show today and also your leadership role in AICPA, since that is immensely important. And we are looking forward to the conference in October.
Thank you both for your time. And on behalf of the AICPA, thank you for your support.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Driving Performance. The show notes include links to any resources mentioned in today's show. If you're enjoying our podcast, please subscribe so you never miss an episode and leave us a 5-star review. If you're considering buying or selling an automotive dealership, reach out to us at performancebrokerageservices.com or send an email to info@performancebrokerageservices.com.